2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5:30. It is 33 degrees.
No crashes, no delays yet on the drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. It is a big weekend for college football here in Utah with a game that has big implications taking place today. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is live with What's Ahead, Nick.
Amanda, Andy Farnsworth and I agree it's a great day to be a Ute. He's going to kill me for saying that. Utah, of course, gearing up for a rematch against Oregon this evening, but in the Pac-12 championship game in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. Utah fans a little nervous since it's historically tough to beat a team twice. That game is set to start at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, Utah State is on its way out to Carson, California to play for the Mountain West Conference title against San Diego State. The Aggies take on the Aztecs tomorrow at 1 p.m. in the Dignity Health Sports Park. That's formerly the StubHub Center. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Alec Baldwin is breaking his silence on the deadly shooting on the Santa Fe set of his film Rust that injured director Joel Souza and killed cinematographer Halna Hutchins.
When you say what is the actor's responsibility, the actor's responsibility is to do what the prop armorer tells him to do.
Baldwin spoke with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, saying he doesn't believe he is responsible for Hutchins' death. Scientists are scrambling to discover the potential dangers of the recently discovered Omicron variant as more reported cases continue to pop up nationwide. President of the Robert Wood Foundation, Dr. Richard Besser, explains why Omicron is turning so many heads while other variants like Lambda and Mu went under the radar.
The concern was, if this variant is so different from the variants that have been around before, maybe our vaccines won't be as effective.
Right.
Maybe the monoclonal antibodies that are a therapy for this won't be as effective. And until we answer that question, we should be really careful.
Besser says so far there's been good news in that all the reported cases here have been mild. He says if this variant remains mild, it could replace the Delta variant, which has been landing a lot of people in the hospital. For the first time, we're hearing from the superintendent of the school system in Michigan, where this week's high school shooting took place. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
In a 13-minute video, superintendent of Oxford Community Schools, Tim Thorne, said it would be weeks before Oxford High School reopens.
This high school is a wreck right now. Maybe the best way to describe it is it's like a war zone.
He praised students and staff for following their training. He also confirmed the 15-year-old alleged gunman visited the school's office before the shooting.
Yes, this student did have contact with our front office. And yes, his parents were on campus November 30th.
An investigation continues. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Dramatic testimony inside a New York courtroom Thursday in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the former associate of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. His former house manager revealing what he says he saw inside the Epstein estate. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi has more.
Juan Alessi testified that numerous young women came to the mansion, including two females who appeared to be underage. He identified one of the girls as the woman identified in court as Jane, who testified this week. Alessi says he picked Jane up on multiple occasions at Maxwell's request, driving her to Epstein's home and plane. Jane claims she was abused at both locations.
Powder Mountain Ski Resort installs a new snow data collection station. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda is live in the news center with details. Jacob?
Amanda, Powder Mountain installed a new water tracking system which tracks local water supplies. The Ogden Standard Examiner says the tracking system would provide more accurate hydrological forecasts. The collector is called Snowtel, which is short for snow telemetry. It gathers snowpack and climate information, which is then used to provide water supply forecasts to skiers, dam operators, and others who depend on water information. 137 sites in Utah so far provide data to the Utah Snow Survey, which is managed by the U.S. Natural Resource Conservation Service. Live in the news center, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Hey, so weather with Grant Wayman. When will we get more snow in the mountains?
Yeah, I know it's crazy here. We're going to be so warm again today, tomorrow. But I would say winter is on its way as the jet stream makes a turn and Monday and Tuesday. But now it looks like another storm slides in Thursday and delivers more snow as the air gets colder.
Grant says we'll enjoy highs in the 50s today and tomorrow before dropping into the 40s next week.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.